It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox. Welcome to this episode of Kennedy Saves the World. This is a very special episode. And this episode snuck up and bit me on the keister. I did not even realize that today, this very podcast is the 500th episode of Kennedy Saves the World. That's because I have been doing this podcast for 41 years, very, very bravely, through rain and snow and sleet and dark of night. That's actually not true. It's only been a couple of years, but since it has turned into a five-day-a-week podcast over the last 10 months, it has been very fruitful and there have been some very exciting moments. So if this is your first listen to Kennedy Saves the World, then maybe perhaps you can go back and give a listen to some of the other episodes and hear some of the amazing things that we have done. One of my very favorite interviews was with Garrett McNamara. He's the star of 100 Foot Wave. He is the big wave surfer who has been legendary for years. And he was the one who really figured out how to master tow-in surfing at the biggest wave in the world, which consistently has been Nazaré, Portugal. So he has gone there for years and years. HBO decided to take some of the footage that they had shot over the years and turned it into a very compelling series, which has had 2 seasons. And Garrett really is the star of that. He's the glue that holds the entire Nazaré scene together. And so we had a great conversation about how do you do it? How has technology emerged that helps you live through wiping out in an 80-foot plus wave? There was some great footage the other day on Instagram of Kai Lenny, who is a Red Bull surfer. And, you know, what Kai Lenny is capable of on a surfboard is, it really blows your mind. He has balls of, they haven't even invented the material. It's not steel. They're titanium balls. They might be Einsteinium balls. And, he talked about, he had GoPro footage of him being caught inside at Nazaré, and you could so easily die there, and how you have to stay essentially still and try not to panic, even though your body is telling you to panic. So another one of my favorite episodes was when I interviewed Christina Corbin, who was the producer and host of the What About Holly true crime podcast. And I started listening to What About Holly, and the story absolutely blew my mind. It was about a young couple that had been murdered and their remains had been unearthed years later. And they had a very difficult time identifying them. But then it turned out they had a surviving daughter named Holly. And the entire true crime podcast was in search of this young woman. Christina Corbin did a phenomenal job. But what was interesting about that is the cult that was correlated to Holly and her murdered parents, that was the cult that Garrett McNamara's mother belonged to when he was a child. So the fact that there was a connection there, that really blew my mind. And I realized that in real time as we were doing the podcast. And then I told Christina, you have to contact Garrett McNamara. I talked to a doctor, a surgeon, who very reluctantly gave me step-by-step instructions how to perform an appendectomy on someone in the wild, which he was like, don't do this, you will kill someone. But if you have to do this, it was very funny. Will Buxton, he was one of my favorites. He is, a lot of people know him from F1 Drive to Survive, the Formula One series on Netflix. And he is a former race car driver who also happens to be an analyst and commentator in Formula One. He's an expert in the sport, and American audiences just revere him. He is now a celebrity in Formula One, which is such a famous sport here now because of the Netflix series. So I got to talk to him about how Formula One has exploded. It was an amazing conversation. He has a great Instagram account as well, if you want to follow that. John Waters came on to promote his book, Liar Mouth, which is a very funny piece of fiction that will entertain you to no end. And the city of Baltimore, if you haven't spent a lot of time there, you really don't have to, because John Waters describes it so colorfully. And the characters that he imagines, they're so rich, and decades of character creation for him just doesn't cease. He is still such a creative force, and also has one of the very best commencement addresses that has ever been delivered or published. Alexi Lawless has been on a few times. Of course, arguably the greatest American men's soccer star in U.S. history. So he pops by to talk about the World Cup and the Women's World Cup. When he's in New York, he has stopped by the studio so graciously to explain the nuances of the sport that American fans who are just coming to love the beautiful game. He has something for in-depth soccer fans and newbies who, maybe don't know many other players other than Pele and Alexi Lawless. So he helps round things out for everybody and get you super excited about Team USA. Don't go anywhere. More Kennedy Saves the World right after this.
Precise, personal, powerful. It's America's weather team in the palm of your hands. Get Fox weather updates throughout your busy day, every day. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Captain Sandy was here. So Captain Sandy wrote a book, Be the Calm or Be the Storm. And she has such an impressive personal history. This is a great podcast to listen to. If you like the show Below Deck Mediterranean, Captain Sandy, she's the only female captain, total badass. So I read her book. I was already intrigued by the person I saw on one of the greatest TV series, not only on Bravo, but on television right now, next to the Ingram angle. She has been under attack. She's lost power on boats. She's been attacked by pirates. Her life has been in danger in so many ways, as she has been the captain of various vessels, whether it's yachts or smaller boats, super yachts. She has just an amazing personal story that is inspiring. And also the cool thing about her, she's one of those people who likes to pay it forward, and she wants to get other people into yachting. Mike Massimino, who is a very famous NASA astronaut, he has recently written a book about his time in space and what it means for the future of the space program. He is inspiring an entirely new generation of future astronauts who, like the rest of us, look up into the sky and we want to go there. And if we don't want to go there, we want to know exactly what is happening. And he is one of the people who has learned through firsthand experience. Jim Norton, one of my very favorite comedians, and such an honest and funny conversation. He has a very non-traditional marriage, which I will let you hear about as you go back and revisit that episode of Kennedy Saves the World. And of course, every week, every Friday, there's happy hour, usually with a member of the Fox family who comes in, whether it's Brian Kilmeade, Brian Brenberg. If we are continuing with the BR theme, Brett Baer. I made Brett Baer a drink called the Honey Baer, which, you can listen to the conversation, hear about Brett Baer's first job, who he thinks is going to win the presidency, how U.S. politics are going to shake out over the next few months. That is definitely worth a mention or worth a listen, as are every happy hour episode. There have been so many funny people who've stopped by. Zhao Ying Summers recently. I've got a very special one tomorrow that I'm not even going to tell you. I will tell you there might be some peach sangria involved. Benjamin Hall stopped by for happy hour a couple weeks ago. I was able to interview him on the podcast. And I think what would be interesting is to listen to that initial interview. And that was when his book came out, Saved, which is such an important and emotional read about being attacked and nearly killed in Ukraine and his struggle to survive and what drove him to survive and to heal, because it is an unimaginable journey. So he was there for that. And then we got some updates a couple weeks ago in the happy hour. So if you listen to those two episodes back to back, you'll see why Benjamin Hall is as compelling and inspirational a story as you will ever hear. And to hear the joy in his voice as he not only recounts what has happened to him and the love that he has for his daughters and for his family, but also where he wants to go as a broadcaster and as a journalist. So that's amazing. Marcus Capone doing some incredible work, particularly with vets who struggle with post-traumatic stress disorder, who have not been helped by traditional means. The VA oftentimes, as the federal government in general, has let them down. So Marcus Capone is finding ways to take veterans out of the country and get them the care that they need, particularly with some healing therapy-guided psychedelics. He is also doing the Lord's work. I had a great debate. Convince me, vegan versus keto. I hate to spoil it for you, the vegan did not win, but she really gave it the old college try, as did Caitlyn Jenner. Always a pleasure, and it's so funny talking to Caitlyn Jenner because she sees the world in a completely different way, through a totally different lens, so much fame in different realms, and then a transformation that always has people talking. So you don't even have to talk. You can just listen. Kennedy Saves the World. Wherever you find this podcast, go and find some of the others and let me know what you think. I'm always happy to save you. This has been Kennedy Saves the World, the 500th episode. Thank you so much for being here and making every single one amazing. I'm Kennedy. Listen ad-free with a Fox News Podcast Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts, and Amazon Prime members can listen to this show ad-free on the Amazon Music app. Oh, go ahead and leave me a review while you're there. I'd love to hear what you have to say. You've been listening to Kennedy Saves the World on the Fox News Podcast Network.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.